This is Phil for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The Babysitter fits into the Netflix Originals movies that they drop from time to time. This one came out on Friday the 13th last week. It's directed by McGee, who you may know from stylized music videos and the Charlie's Angels film, which, if you recall, was highly stylized. It stars Bella Thorne, runs in at a lean 85 minutes. The plot is pretty similar, pretty simple and pretty solid. A teenage boy has overprotective parents who get hotel rooms to have intimacy away from their child, and are still having a babysitter watch him. It's kind of a running joke, and it's done to comedic effect that he's 14 and he still has a babysitter, and none of his friends do. There's a lot of texting, a lot of depictions of young Generation Z communication, and that's all done quite well, and that's a tribute to the filmmaker. And then he has an incredibly beautiful babysitter, so that's also why he's maybe not overly upset about having a babysitter. And so she's flirting with him and other boys. It turns out, so he decides to stay up late to see if she's getting into any hanky-panky. And it turns out that she's bringing young teenage boys back and murdering them in blood sacrifices, and that she potentially is the devil himself or herself. And so that's the plot line, and the character, the dialogue is really a high school movie, which is its own kind of horror movie. It just goes over the top, and it fits into the over the top kind of gore, the Peter Jackson, Meet the Feebles, all the Night of the Living Dead type movies, except for the first one, and of course the Evil Dead. So they're over the top, the comedy horror. And that is to say, the place that where you feel uncomfortable and you want to laugh or scream, which of course sets its plot squarely in the puberty zone, and that's where the movie takes place. And the pressure of high school, all the characters talk about it in their own way, but this type of stealth release where Netflix is able to just create a whole movie and just drop it, like they're doing with the Meyerowitz Chronicles, the Noah Baumbach movies. Interesting to see where this goes in terms of affecting or impacting the movie-making business. Box office receipts seem to be really low this year. And so potentially there's a place in the middle where there's a premium price you can pay to stream things at home, but these types of releases by Netflix are challenging the competitive business model of the theaters, which now that 3D seems to have been given up as a mode that you would have to go into the theater to watch, they're struggling for an identity. The theaters that are doing well, of course, the ones that include dinner, allow drinking of alcoholic beverages, so they are kind of advertising a night out instead of just a theater experience, which you can get at home now with the big screen TV prices dropping. And of course, these streaming releases like The Babysitter, which would have opened nationwide probably to great box office success had it been released on Friday the 13th. Instead, Netflix just gives it away to their customers for free. Well, not for free, for the price of their already existing subscription. And yeah, you're welcome.